Great. It's December 4th, 2012. I'm Eric Damer, speaking here with Harry Pride. Harry, thank you very much for coming and speaking with us.
You're very welcome.
And you have had a long interest in the history of Burnaby, and you are also part of the history of Burnaby. So why don't you start by telling us how you came to be in Burnaby?
Well, I grew up in Richmond, where we had lots of room, and we had a garden and chickens and fruit trees. And as kids, it was a very safe area, and so we had lots of freedom. And we swam in the river, and we drove teams of horses, and had a wonderful experience. We moved to Kitsilano when I graduated from high school, and then I joined the Air Force for a couple of years. And when I got out, I went to UBC, took teacher training, and took a Bachelor of Physical Education, and also a major in science and math. Hmm. And I was hired by Burnaby in 1951. And at that time, we were married. We married in 1949. And as a veteran, we were able to have a suite in the ex-Army camp near Canby and 41st. It was the Burnaby Mountain a military camp.
Not at Canby and 41st. That would be near Little Mountain.
Yeah. It was near Oak Ridge.
Right. Okay.
And near where the bus depot is, and we had a 2-room suite there for $17.10 a month, and then we started having kids, and so we went to a 3-bedroom place. But that was because I had been in the Air Force, and we got that very cheap rent while I was going to university, and then afterwards. I got hired by Burnaby to teach at Alpha at $1,900 a year.
There you go.
Which for a family of mom and dad and two kids and soon two more, it didn't anywhere near cover what it took to feed the family.
Oh, really?
So when I was finished university, then we couldn't live at Little Mountain anymore, and so we lived with my wife's parents in Marple for about a year, and I traveled from Marple to Alpha, coming up Oak Street to along Kingsway and down Willingdon. And of course, Alpha was just north of where Brentwood is now.
So it's still in the current, it's still in the same
school. It's still the same school. In those days, the east side of Willingdon was all bush. Mm-hmm. There's the odd house there. There's the odd house there that's probably about 80 or 90 years old. But it was all bush, and on the west side was farms, Garden City. Mm-hmm. It was called Garden City Farm area.
Oh, okay.
And in order to save gas with my Austin A40, as I came to Willingdon from Kingsway, I would turn down Willingdon, and right away there's a hill, so I turned off the key. And it goes all the way down the hill, right across. Mossgrove didn't go through. Candaway had very little traffic, and I could coast all the way from Kingsway right down to Still Creek Bridge, where I'd turn on the key and then go up over Lougheed up to Alpha. Hmm. And on the right, on the east side of Willingdon, all the way down the hill, and where BCIT is now, was all bush.
Hmm.
And then across Still Creek and where Brentwood Shopping, that was bush too. There was the odd house around. Mm-hmm. And just north of Brentwood Shopping, between there and Alpha, was all bush.
Hmm.
So that's what the area was like. Right. Now, where we lived, when we moved to Burnaby, I had had a good chance to see what it was like. And coming down Smith Avenue at First Street, just north of Mossgrove, was Cascade School. And First Street between Smith and Boundary Road was a brand new street with all new houses on it. There was only one old farmhouse there, on which was on the south side of Fir, which when we moved into our house on Fir, there was still a cow there and some chickens, and you could hear all this, and a lovely lovely field and a forested area for our kids to play in. Where they invented games, and they did all the stuff that kids do, climbing and running and throwing and making bows and arrows. And it was just a great place for them to invent and play.
And did they tend to just go off on their own
Oh
for a
yeah.
few hours?
Oh yeah. The place was safe. There wasn't the dangers and the fear that happens now. I guess back there were a few influences in the neighborhood that doesn't exist now. I think all kids went to Sunday school, you know, when I was a kid and all that. And our kids went to St. Paul's, which was just at the end, at Smith and Fur. And they were involved in a lot of the activities there, choir and things. And I sponsored the high C teenage people. So there were things around there for them to do. But as little kids, they liked the bush and all that. They used to, of course, the school, Cascades, was just across the lane from the people that are across the street. So our kids just ran through the neighbor's place to school, and they came home for lunch. Hmm. So that was a very safe situation for them.
Can you describe the homes that you lived in that area?
Yeah.
What was new about a new home?
Yeah, they were, the lots were 120 by 50, and most of the houses were about 1,154 square feet, two full floors, finished basement, which was a great play area for the kids for riding trikes and playing marbles and kicking. Yeah. And so the upstairs had three bedrooms, living room, bathroom, and kitchen. And it was a great place for a family of six.
And all sorts of modern amenities?
Yeah, we bought the house, so we had to buy the stove and the fridge and all that, but the furnace was there. It was an oil furnace with a big tank in the lawn, which was filled automatically, and which when we sold our house last year, it had to be dug up and inspected that there wasn't any pollution.
Yeah.
And that was a big problem for people selling who were in that neighborhood.
Right.
But there was no sewers, so all our waste went into a septic tank and then into several rock lines under the lawn.
I hate to ask, I've never lived with a septic tank, but so many people in Burnaby seem to have had one. How do you maintain it? Do you just let it go?
Well,
do you have to clean it every couple of years?
The microbes and things in the tank change the material to soil. And we don't have it vented. It overflows into these rock pits, and I guess the gas goes out there too. And if you don't have one that's working well, it smells. But if it's working well, it's no problem. However, in the lane was a ditch, which used to be a stream, and there was quite a stream situation in that neighborhood going through Cascade School, which had little fish in it before we got there. Burwell Brown was the principal, and he talked about there being little fish. So anyway, this drainage ditch in the lane was where the overflow of the liquid from the septic tank went, and it went down through Westburn Park over to Guichon Creek, down through BCIT, joined up with Still Creek, and went into Burnaby Lake and Brunette and all that, which was not good. So what we had to do was build another rock pit for that extra liquid to go in, and it would disperse in the right in the lot,
right,
and not go into the stream. But
and you clean it out every couple of years. The soil.
No, we never did. No.
Oh, really? So
no, it was there for 50 years.
Oh,
yeah, 50 years. I imagine eventually the solids would fill it up, and you'd have to have it pumped out. But we never had to have that done.
Interesting. Did you know when that area did get sewers? When the area did get sewers? Was it a bit later?
Yeah, well, that's a date I don't know. Probably after about 15 years, maybe.
So maybe
say
by
70
the
or something.
Late 60s, maybe?
Yeah, late 60s, 70s. But that's something that has to be checked.
Yeah, it took a while, though.
And of course, there was a fire hydrant in the neighborhood, so that was there already.
Yeah, lots of water.
But while we were there, they paved the street, they put in sidewalks, put in storm sewers, and sanitary sewer.